Now turn to Section 2. Section 2. You will hear the overseas student officer talking to some new students about the arrangements for an excursion to Ironbridge. Before you hear the talk, you have some time to look at questions 12 to 16. Now, listen carefully to the first part of the talk and answer questions 12 to 16.
Hello, everyone. My name is Pamela Sutcliffe, and most of you already know that I'm the Overseas Student Officer here at Salopian Technical College. Next Tuesday, the 28th of September, we have arranged an excursion for all new students to the important historical town of Ironbridge. We are hoping you'll all come, because not only is the history of Ironbridge very important and interesting, but also an excursion like this is a relaxed and fun way to get to know each other. Ironbridge is about 55 kilometres from here, and we'll be travelling by the college bus, which holds 40 people. If there are more than that, we'll bring a couple of staff cars as well, though I might ask you to indicate on the list if you have a car and would be willing to take a couple of passengers. The list I'm referring to is up there on the student notice board, and if you would like to come on Tuesday, would you please add your name as soon as possible? By the way, could you please print your name clearly? I know some people have wonderful signatures, but often I'm afraid I can't read them, which can cause problems. So if we need extra transport and you could bring your car, can you tick the car column next to your name? Could you also add your student number and your telephone number, just in case there are any last-minute changes and we have to contact you? The other information I need to give you is about lunch. There's a very nice little restaurant in Ironbridge, which gives a 15% discount to the college when we bring groups. That means lunch is only about £4, and they do good vegetarian meals too, so it's usually no problem for those of you on special diets. But if you prefer to eat your own food, that's fine too, either on the bus or in the park. But I'd encourage you to try the restaurant. Now, talking of costs, I should tell you that the bus will only cost you £10, and if you bring your car, we'll pay for the petrol, so you get a free trip in return for driving there. Will you please sign up by Saturday at 6 p.m. at the latest? The list is closed after that. We will depart at 9:30 a.m. sharp on Tuesday morning, so please make sure that you arrive at least 15 minutes before so that you can find a seat and get settled on the bus.
Before the talk continues, you have some time to look at questions 17 to 21. Now, as the talk continues, answer questions 17 to 21.
The college bus garage is behind the engineering workshop. It's quite easy to find. If you come here to the Student Union building, then walk east down the avenue until you get to the childcare centre on your left, and then turn left and walk past the sports centre and the tennis courts, which are both on your left. Cross over Central Square, and opposite you is the engineering workshop. Walk around the back and you'll see the bus. Please wear comfortable shoes, as we'll be walking around Ironbridge and be on our feet for most of the day. Wear a warm jacket, and you might like to bring an umbrella and a backpack to put them in if the weather's warm and sunny, which we hope it will be, but of course we can't guarantee that. Certainly bring your cameras and any snacks or drinks for the bus journey there and back, which should take about an hour and a half each way. You should all check the notice board on Monday, and we'll also put a note in your mailbox to confirm arrangements, so don't forget to check it. Now, why are we visiting Ironbridge? Well, Ironbridge, as the name suggests, has got the original Iron Bridge. That is, the first ever Iron Bridge in the world. It was the birthplace of the Industrial Revolution, and for 40 years it led the world, as Britain changed from an agricultural society into an industrial one. It's hard to imagine today that this pretty, sleepy little tourist town was one of the most important places in England for over a century. Just imagine, 200 years ago, people from all over Europe and even North America came to Ironbridge to learn about what was then the latest technology. Today it is listed as a World Heritage Site by the United Nations, as they consider the unique collection of industrial monuments, rank it alongside the Grand Canyon, the Pyramids, and the Great Barrier Reef. One place that's fun to visit is Blist Hill, which is a reconstruction of a small Victorian industrial town where people are working and living as they did 100 years ago. I hope you'll enjoy the day. It's been a very popular excursion in previous years, so I'm looking forward to going again next Tuesday. Now don't forget to put your name on the list as soon as possible.
That is the end of section 2. You have half a minute to check your answers.